Blog Talk Radio.
This is the show on the Empowerment Radio Network. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Yahweh, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul has kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, shalom. This is the word of Yah from Psalm 119, section Shin. Hallelujah. You notice over there in what? Verse 164, he says, seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. Seven times a day. Seven. Completeness and perfection in Hebrew numerology. All praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh, henceforth forever and forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. I am Yeremiah ben Israel. You are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day, on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, it doesn't matter where I am or what I'm doing or wherever I may go, I will always take time out to praise the Most High Yah. Now notice that Dawid says seven times a day do I praise thee. Hallelujah. And in other places, he talks about praying to Yah. Hallelujah. In the evening. Hallelujah. In the morning and at noonday. Hallelujah. There's never too much praise to give the Most High Yah. It's basically what this servant and most powerful king, hallelujah, that ever set upon the throne of Israel, hallelujah, before the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a powerful king, man. This brother knew some stuff. And when he's raised, resurrected, and to be, what, put back amongst us here in the land of the living, he has a lot to show us, a lot to teach us. Yes, and he will. This man will get up. Yes. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, all praises be unto the Most High. It gives me a great deal, I mean a great deal of pleasure, as well as the fact that it is most certainly and definitely a great honor to be here with you in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, my beloved brothers and sisters, I want to talk to you about something that, again, is one of these so-called highly controversial subject matters, but you know my job and my duty is just to make you aware of things that are around you. I can't tell you everything because I don't know everything. It's so much going on out here, but only thing I can tell you and advise you on is to what? To be, have a lot of discretion. Deal with what's out here with much discretion because you can easily get off target by all the information and what they now call disinformation. They used to call it misinformation, but they have a recent change. They had a recent edit and a change in the English language, hallelujah, which they're always changing and editing because they're always what? Attempting to fool a certain people and to deceive a certain people, and that certain people happen to be you, me, and us, the children of Yah, the children of Israel. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers, my beloved sisters. That's just the way it goes. Hallelujah. Man, let me tell you something. This is no joke. This is most certainly no joke. We're not in the joke age now. What's going on around you is for real, and there are so many things around you that we're just not able to focus in on because, hallelujah, a lot of these things are just what? Just simply hidden out of sight. to most of us. Some people can see beyond and further than others. Hallelujah. So all the information that you take in nowadays, the only thing I can advise you to do is just have a lot of discretion. Hallelujah. Stop always being fast trying to challenge somebody on something, man. Nobody have time for all that. There's nothing wrong with engaging in intelligent conversations. There's nothing wrong with even you trying to engage in a debate, so to speak, whatever. Hallelujah. But hallelujah, I'm letting you know right now, I'm not the debater. And it's not that I'm afraid to debate you or argue with you or anything. Hallelujah. Because I'm just simply not going to do it. That's not me. That's not how I roll. Some people flow like that. Some don't. It has to do with what? With preferences. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and my sisters. Yes. I want to talk to you about a little secret meeting that took place between President Vladimir Putin of Russia and Vice President Joseph Biden here of the United States of America. Yes. My beloved brothers and sisters, you will not believe, despite all the distractions that are going on around you. Some of you say that the White House is no longer white; it's going to remain black. Well, you know, we'll just see. And I don't have any problem with that. Maybe it won't. But like I say, hallelujah, I don't know how this thing is going to go, but I do know a lot of things are breaking down and falling down and falling in on the so-called candidates that are running for this so-called office. And it behooves me to believe that, hallelujah, after the so-called White House has been tainted with black, and it is now the Black House, how anybody white want to come into the Black House now? So, hey, we'll just see how this play out. I'm not going to make any assertions. I'm not going to make any so-called predictions, hallelujah, because the way of the wicked is a whole nother ball game. Now, Vladimir Putin and Joseph Biden, hallelujah, were having a secret meeting just last week while all the political distractions were going on around you and me and us as a people, okay? Hallelujah. We are the last one to grasp everything because we're still groggy. We're in a groggy state of mind. We've been asleep a long time. Because why? We are very dry bones. And darkness covers the earth, but gross darkness. Now notice, that's a two-part sentence there. Some of you all don't even pay attention to it. Some of you all try to dispute it when I've tried to tell you that, hey, it has two parts to it. Darkness covers the earth, and a conjunction, gross darkness, covers the people, man. Please, please, this is a two-part statement, okay? The majority of the people on the earth are in darkness, but gross darkness, a state of show enough, I mean extreme gross darkness, covers a certain people. Who are these people that gross darkness cover? The children of Israel. And I know you all don't agree with this. You don't have to agree with nothing I say, okay? I'm not trying to make you agree with me. Hallelujah. Again, I'm just a messenger delivering the message. Take it for a grain of salt. Take it either way you want to. Hallelujah. It's not me that you've got to answer to anyway. You've got to answer to Yah. Hallelujah. I'm not saying I'm right about everything. Praise the Most High Yah. But I know what I've been given. I know what I know, and I stick with what I know. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High Yah. And that's just the way we swing it. Notice, you're all in a dry bones of the valley, but notice your condition. You're not only dry, you're very dry. You're in gross darkness. Gross. So be that as it may, will or may, we'll move forward with what we're here to tell you about tonight, because what I'm going to talk about tonight is another one of those, quote, controversial subjects. Joseph Biden and Vladimir Putin were having a meeting, and they were not discussing what you think they were discussing. This is similar to the meeting that what Gorbachev and Ronald Reagan had years ago. Okay, they were not discussing what people thought they were discussing. What they were discussing was an alien invasion from outer space. I want you to hear this audio clip. Listen in very carefully. Because even though the reporter is talking with somewhat of a robotized or robot voice, listen through all of the little technical mechanisms that are in place to slightly alter her voice and listen to what she is trying to tell you or what she is stating, because it's not what you and I thought. While you are caught up in the political distractions, trying to be political analysts and all like this, nothing's wrong with that, because you need to know about that too. You need to know about what's going on around you, and as much of it as you simply can what? As much of it as you possibly can grasp, because it is a lot to grasp, and it is impossible to grasp at all. Anyway, listen in. And when we come back, we're going to elaborate, going to do our own elaboration on what is going on right here in the cosmos and what's coming. Hallelujah. Whether you believe it or not, and no, this is not the Twilight Zone, and this is not Star Trek, and this is not the day the Earth stood still, and all these other hallelujah extraterrestrial movies and all like this and this and that and that. No, it is not that. We're going to deal with this thing from the Word of Yah and let you know what is coming and who is coming. Who is, first of all, coming and what's coming. Hallelujah. And what they are coming in. I am Yeremia Ben Israel, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio.
Kremlin report detailing the meeting held between President Putin and U.S. Vice President this past week shockingly reveals an American plea for Russian help in establishing an Earth-wide missile defense plan to protect our planet from an alien invasion expected in late 2017 after NASA satellites revealed an incoming fleet of miles-wide UFOs that have entered our solar system. According to this report, the communication signals being passed between the giant asteroids 2010 SO16 and 2005 YU55 currently headed towards Earth, and which we reported on in our April 21st report Awakening Moon shocks scientists as massive asteroids near Earth, are identical to the deep space transmissions previously described by the United States National Security Agency, NSA, as confirming an intelligent extraterrestrial race of beings other than human. Most interesting to note in this report is the NSA release this past week of one of its most top-secret documents relating to these aliens titled Key to the Extraterrestrial Messages, where the 21 symbols used by these aliens in their communications seem to show that not one, but two distinct extraterrestrial are nearing our Earth. Equally important to note is that the NSA release of the shocking information that they have decoded the language of these aliens follows by mere weeks other U.S. intelligence agencies releasing once top-secret documents revealing that UFOs did, indeed, crash in Roswell, New Mexico, and alien bodies were discovered, and shortly before he was assassinated, President John F. Kennedy, 1917-1963, demanded his Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, give him all information and files related to UFOs and aliens, but which they refused to do. This report goes on to detail Putin's speculation to U.S. Vice President that our Earth may be nearing a scenario like that which occurred on April 4, 1561, when in the skies over Nuremberg, Germany, hundreds of UFOs engaged in a battle witnessed by thousands, and of which we can read as reported from those times. One was described as a war in the heavens, with a wide variety of craft ranging from spheres to spear-like cylinders to crosses and plates. The sky was apparently filled with the machines, clashing in battle for well over an hour. The battle was such that a winner was perceived as well. Spheroid UFOs were seen emerging from cylindrical motherships. At the conclusion of the battle, it seems a magnificent, black, spear-like supership of some kind came upon the scene. An ancient woodcut was created by Hans Glaser to document the event. To why these alien races may be coming to our Earth was revealed this past week when British Royal Astronomer, Lord Martin Rees, and Astronomer Royal for Scotland, Professor John Brown, issued a joint statement warning that our human civilization has only a 50% chance of surviving to 2100 without suffering a man-made catastrophe. This report further states that Biden told Putin that the U.S. has stripped nearly all funding to their NASA space agency and has redirected billions of dollars to private space plane builders, such as the highly secretive Blue Origin Rocket Builder Company, for the building of a massive US fleet of laser-firing manned and unmanned vehicles to patrol the outer spaces of our Earth's atmosphere, but whose work will remain unknown to the American public because private companies, even if government funded, are not bound under the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, law. Note, This past week, the U.S. Navy announced their first successful test of laser weapon. Important to note about these shocking events are that they were possibly pre-warned about during the early 1980s, when during the administration of then-President Ronald Reagan, 1911 to 2004, the Washington Post newspaper carried a story on their December 30, 1983, front page titled Possibly as Large as Jupiter, Mystery Heavenly Body Discovered, and which, in part, said, a heavenly body possibly as large as the giant planet Jupiter and possibly so close to Earth that it would be part of this solar system has been found in the direction of the constellation Orion by an orbiting telescope aboard the U.S. infrared astronomical satellite. Soviet-Russian reports on this U.S. discovery were even more shocking after their revealing that during a visit with General Secretary Gorbachev during the 1985 Geneva summit, Reagan said to the Soviet leader, I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask, is not an alien force already among us? In his last speech before the United Nations, in 1987, Reagan further stated how quickly our differences would end if we were facing an alien threat, echoing the warning given 23 years earlier by the great American World War II commander General Douglas MacArthur, 1880-1964, who in a 1955 speech at West Point warned, the nations of the world will have to unite, for the next war will be an interplanetary war. The nations of the Earth must someday make a common front against attack by people from other planets. To how prevalent UFOs have been reported over the skies of Earth, the world learned this past week when the giant U.S. data firm InfoChimps launched a dataset revealing over 60,000 sightings of these crafts have been recorded so far. To the most important of these UFOs, however, in which on this Easter Sunday over a billion Christians await the return of, is the massive New Jerusalem predicted in the apocalyptic Bible book Revelation, which it is said will descend from the heavens, and from its massive walls containing 12 gates, and shining like gold, the gods will return to Earth, again.
Okay, like Reagan said back in the day to Hallelujah Mikhail Gorbachev, Hallelujah. Here we go with the modern day version of that between Joseph Biden and Vladimir Putin of Russia. Yeah, Reagan told him back then, you know, if Earth is invaded by an alien force, we will quickly put aside our differences and combine forces. This meeting between Joseph Biden and Soviet President Vladimir Putin had to do with missile bases on a joint effort, missile bases being installed all over the Earth in every country and in every place. Missile bases now with ready to launch missiles, hallelujah, at a moment's notice, at less than a moment's notice. And it's not to fight any forces on Earth. It was to fight what they call, quote, unquote, alien forces from outer space. Now, what do you think? Is this Twilight Zone? Is this what? Is this this conspiracy theory stuff to throw you off target and everything? But I do know this. We'll go to the book of Yah to find out, hallelujah, for the most part, who and what is coming to this earth. Yes, my beloved brothers. Yes, my beloved sisters. You can take it for granted. You can think that this is science fiction if you want to. You can think that Jeremiah is out of his mind, gone crazy, but the book is full of evidence. Hallelujah, the chariots of the Most High, Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First of all, Psalm 68. Hallelujah. The book of Psalms 68, verse 17. The chariots of Elohim are 20,000, even thousands of Malachim, angels. Yahweh is among them, as in Sinai in the holy place. Now look at this. You notice that chariots even came down and descended upon our people during our journey through the, what? Through the Sinai region, hallelujah, through the deserts, on our way to Mount Sinai. And if you go back in the Exodus, and all the books back there, what has to do with these clouds, this cloud that came down, ascended and descended, notice, Mount Sinai was burnt crisp. What do you think burnt the top of the mountain? Do you know if you go to the real Mount Sinai today that that mountain is still burnt black? Oh, yeah. What do you think might have done this? Hallelujah. What do you think? It says that Yah is amongst these, what, 20,000 chariots. Some of these things are so huge. Some of them are bigger than football fields. Some of them are what, larger than two football fields. Some of them are larger than stadiums. Oh, yeah. Could you imagine the sky filled with 20,000 of Yahweh's chariots? You can call them UFOs if you want to. You can kind of dismiss this for science fiction, or this brother going out of his mind. Oh, boy, he's really cracked now. He's really cracked up. But let me tell you this. Our ancestors knew something. Why did they sing so much about chariots and about chariots coming, or swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home? See, some of you all have bought into this thing about these are Satan's chariots, and these are the demon devils. I heard a sister talk about that in another program, you know, supposed to be heading some type of Yehuda project or something. Sister, you're way off base, sister. I know you listen to this program, but no, ma'am, these are not no alien. These are not no devils, no demons, no. These are the chariots of Yah. I just want to straighten you on that, my sister. I know you don't want to be told nothing either, but I'm telling you. You don't want to listen, but you better listen, okay? You can buy into this BS if you want to. But I'm telling you this right now. These are the chariots of Yah. Isaiah chapter 66, starting at verse 15. For behold, Isaiah chapter 66, starting at verse 15. Hallelujah. For behold, Yahweh will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind. Yahweh is going to come with fire now. Get this now. For behold, Yahweh will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his vengeance, to render his anger, rather, with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. Look at this. For by fire and by his sword will Yahweh plead with all flesh, and the slain of Yahweh shall be many. Yes, and you need to go ahead and read this whole chapter, because there's a lot of judgments going on right here, but it's very plain and clear that these so-called UFOs are the chariot of Yahweh. Like we just saw over there in what, Psalm 68:17, that Yahweh is amongst them. He has a fleet of 20,000. That's all it takes. Some of these ships are so huge, that you can't even measure them for size. Could you imagine the sky being filled with 20,000 chariots of Yah? Hallelujah. That means that the sun will be dark and the moon will refuse to give her light, because these chariots are so huge that they're going to block out all that sunlight and moonlight and starlight and stuff. Look at this. Yah is coming. He is coming to this planet. Now, you can join forces with the wicked if you want to, the so-called fight against these things y'all taught, that they taught you all, a big-head monster with true knives, mosquito, and grasshopper beings, intelligently piloting ships now, and grays and all. You can buy into that gray mess and all this all you want to. They have always known that the pilots of these ships are black angels, men. They know this. They've always known it. Hallelujah. But they've got you buying into this BS. Sister, brother, hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, don't believe them. If they're going to have a secret meeting to call themselves now, going to try to fight against the forces of heaven, this is what they're doing. They are what? They are combining their forces to try to fight against Yahweh and his tremendously huge chariot of fleet of chariots. Yes. Trying to fight against the chariots of the Most High, you've already lost the battle. All the missiles on the planet. If you go back, my beloved brothers and sisters, look at this thing called the Battle of Los Angeles, which occurred back, what, in 1950-something, 40, between the 40s and 50s. I know it was back then. I got the date, but, you know, it's just so much information. Look this up. Look at the Battle of Los Angeles. This was one huge ship that they could not bring down. And when you look at the photograph, you can see that this is clearly what you have been taught and now, you know, what you've been led to believe is a, quote, UFO. That's not a UFO, it's an IFO, it's an identified flying object, because the governments of the planet know who these ships belong to and they know who pilot them. Hallelujah. Back to the word of the Most High, y'all. Psalm 18, starting at verse 6. Hallelujah. In my distress, I called upon Yahweh and cried unto my Elohim. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved, and they were shaken because he was wroth. If Yah is angry, he will shake this whole planet up. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth. Devoured coals were kindled by it. Look at that. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth. Devoured coals were kindled by it. He bowed down the heavens also and came down. Look at this. He bowed down the heavens also and came down. And darkness was under his feet. And he rode. This is the Most High now. The Most High rides on something. And he rode upon a cherub. Look at that. That is not an angel with no wings, and he's riding on the back of a winged man, a winged woman. No, this is a flying vehicle. The Most High flies in one himself. He rode upon a cherub and did fly. And did fly now. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. Look at this. If he flies upon the wings of the wind, this means he flies in some type of vessel. That's what? That's held up by the wind. Because why? Even an airplane, a jetliner, flies on the wings of the wind. It simply means what? That the wind helps the thing to fly, to stay up in the air. Okay? It has the engines which pushes it through the air. But notice, the wings are constructed the way they are, and even the fuselage, the body of the plane, is constructed to do what? To accommodate wind. To accommodate wind being under this vessel. Hallelujah. The Most High Yah is meant to play with, my beloved brothers, my beloved sisters. Hallelujah. He is nothing to play with. Nothing to play with. Hallelujah. The Most High Yah. Hallelujah, is Elohim of the entire earth. Hallelujah, the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in there, all that in them there is made and created by Yah and Yah alone. Praise the mighty Yah, my beloved brothers and sisters. Here's evidence. This is what they're having a meeting about. They're having a meeting about going to battle to fight with the Most High Yah and the forces of heaven, which they have already lost. Don't be fooled. Don't be bamboozled. There's a lot going on that we don't know about. There's a lot that's going on right up under your nose, right around you, but you can't see it because they didn't educate you on these things. A lot of things going around that even the wicked don't understand. And they are simply what? Digging themselves into a deeper hole, into a deeper trap. Hallelujah. That they are already in. My beloved brothers, my beloved sisters, it is time now to get off of this path of ignorance. Expand your mind. You know, man, let your mentality take you to higher horizons, man. This is no time to be close-minded about anything. These are the days where you need to have your eyes as open, fully open as you possibly can, because we have a history in this book of being a people who have eyes that see not. We have ears and hear not. And some of us just simply don't want to be told nothing because we think we know everything, and we don't. I don't. You don't. Hallelujah. But look how awesome a force we can be if we can just sit down and be what? See eye to eye. Some of you all want to rule. You want to dominate. You want to control all the conversation. You don't want to listen. You want to do all the talking. Listen sometime. You might learn something. Hallelujah. This is how I learn by listening. Listening. We need to improve our listening skills. You know, it's not that you try to be all so impressive, try to impress somebody that you know a little something. Something else. All of us do. Come on, y'all. Let's get up out of this crazy, ignorant way of trying to deal with things that are what? That are in our reality. These two world leaders were having a meeting while out of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, Hallelujah. How do you choose between the two lesser evils? Evil is evil. Wickedness is wickedness. Hallelujah. The way the Most High see wickedness, wickedness is wickedness. There's no lesser of no two evils, okay? However, if your opinion is different, then that's your opinion. Learn to respect other people's opinion. Now, don't always expect your opinions to overrule or to dominate somebody. Man, I can't stand people like that. You know, I respect what you say, but don't try to shoot down what I say. You know, I mean, if we're going to sit down and converse about it, let's have an intelligent conversation over this, okay? Okay, my beloved brothers, my beloved sisters, hallelujah. Open your eyes. Open your ears. Look at what's around you. They would not be having a secret meeting about so-called extraterrestrials if they didn't know that something out there is real and something out there exists. They've been knowing it. They know about the chariots of Yah. They know that the chariots of Yah are going to invade this planet. And it's going to be sooner than you think. So get ready. On the other hand, it has been a pleasure spending this time with you and yours tonight in the Knowledge Suite. We beckon you to join us again here in another episode in the Knowledge Suite. Peace and blessings be upon you and yours henceforth forever. Shalom, 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 shalom.